Hello. I don't know if you've ever had a great time doing something that God has called you to do, but this 30 powerful prayers for your husband has just been a delight. And I wanted to give you a sneak preview of what we're actually doing. All of you know the verse of where two or more are gathered, then I shall be there also. I am inviting you into a community of praying women, a community of women who are praying for their husbands. As you know, I work with families who suffer from addiction and want to reconnect and recapture the person who has slipped away, has numbed out with the addictive behavior. But that isn't all that this is about. Often we say, but God. And but God means none of this would have happened except for through God, with God. And God is inviting you to co-create with Him. And one way to do that is through prayer. So I want to offer you this sneak preview that this is not just about getting a prayer habit going, but this is also about learning different forms of prayer. I don't know about you, but growing up in the church, in a Christian home, I saw prayer. Prayer was over the table. Prayer was when we went to church. Prayer was kneeling and praying sometimes, because I grew up in a Southern Baptist community. But prayer was also what I saw my mother do in the quiet of the morning. She went off by herself, like Jesus does. She went off by herself to seek the will of the Father, to know what her life was to be about, and to also pray for my father. All spouses should be praying for each other. My mother was a beacon of light in that area. Standing only 5'3", she sought God with her whole being. And she was a very quiet person. And this was something that she did well. I didn't completely understand it. And as I talk about in the course, this is something that I didn't pick up till I became a mom. But for all of you out there who are looking to improve your marital relationships, who's looking to improve any relationship, this is for you. And not only are you going to have these 30 very short email reminders, there is a course that goes with this that talks about different styles of prayer. There's also a secondary course inside of that that talks about centering prayer. So if you've never heard of that, that's been a huge blessing in my life and changed everything for me. And I want to share that gift with you. And I've invited a guest speaker to do that, to share that gift. You can use it over and over and over. It's one of the most calming things. In fact, we know that it lowers stress, blood pressure, and your heart rate. So join me for that. But here's the thing. Prayer, we often go to as a last resort. And that is backwards. So let's use it as the first thing that we go to. And I know many of you already have prayer times. Many of you already understand about this. This will be a refresh. So not only will you have the course itself, you will have a workbook that goes with it. You will have 30 prayers that show up in your email box. And then we've designed some fun bonuses that go with that as well. So I am so looking forward to you trying this, to figuring out what it is to really get a habit of prayer or refresh your habit of prayer. And if, like 2/3 of the Americans out there, you are dealing with a loved one in your family circle who is struggling with addiction, this is for you. How do we fight our battles? We fight them from our knees. We fight them in His Word. We fight them from a position of strength, because God says, come to me. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. And the way to do that is to set up a tremendous relationship with Him. So I look forward to seeing you here in the powerful prayers for your husband. And I would love to pray with you in our community. So make sure that you check that out. It's a private community. It's not on Facebook. It is one where you can truly share what's going on with your heart and be supported by other praying women. Looking forward to seeing you in there. Kicks off tomorrow. We do have some opportunities for you during this holy week of Easter. Looking forward to seeing you there.